This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We should see several states go over their 2016 election turnout this weekend, as Hawaii was the first state to hit that mark, with Texas now at 96% of turnout 4 years ago. Looking at the campaign schedule today for President Trump and Joe Biden, both of them will be holding events in Minnesota and Wisconsin, with Biden also stopping in Iowa and the president in Michigan. The upper Midwest and Plains states have been hit by the recent jump in coronavirus, and it's going to be interesting to see how big of a role the virus ends up playing in the presidential race. Certainly early voter turnout is up all around the nation, and one would expect a busy election day next week as well. This final Friday before election day will be the busiest travel day since before the coronavirus outbreak began for Joe Biden, as the Democratic nominee will make campaign stops today in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Biden has been ahead in the polls in all three states, but only Minnesota voted for the Democrats 4 years ago, and if Biden is going to win on Tuesday, he at least will need to flip Wisconsin away from President Trump. As for the president, he will be on some of the same turf as Biden, making stops today in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, as the race for the White House is in its final days. Going into the final weekend of campaigning, the nation continues to set records with the coronavirus outbreak. A new high of almost 90,000 cases were reported yesterday as 33 different states hit over 1,000 cases each. Hospitalizations hit record highs in Iowa and other states as medical systems are showing signs of stress in the upper Midwest and Plains. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, Joe Biden again blasted President Trump's handling of the virus outbreak, while the president mocked Biden for using the virus as an excuse not to hold big campaign events, as there's just 4 days left to get their message out for November.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.